Hi everyone, happy Saturday. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter.
And I'm Pauline. Are you happy it's the weekend?
I am. I love weekends. I get to spend time at home, relax, and we can always do this review show together too. It's great.
That's right. We had lots of fun here at LTE Studios this week.
Friends, do you remember what happened? Well, don't worry, we can look at all those shows together. Let's do that now. Let's go!
Hi, Taylor.
Are you hungry?
Hi, Albert. Yes, I'm a little hungry. Why?
Try this snack.
Okay, what is it?
Try it first.
Okay. It's, interesting. What is it?
It's goat cheese and pear on bread. I like it.
I don't really care for it. Do you have any other snacks?
I like Albert's snack. It's really good.
I don't. I like ordinary snacks. Albert's snack was too fancy for me.
I like ordinary snacks too. I like almost any snack.
What is your favorite snack?
I like chips and dip. I like sweet snacks too. I like cookies, candy, cake.
You do like snacks.
Did you try Albert's snack?
Which one? I tried several.
He had more than one? I just tried the goat cheese.
He also had vegetables and dip, and he had some spicy corn.
I need to try all of them. Which was your favorite?
I liked the vegetables and dip. They were really yummy.
Anything with dip is yummy.
Wow, Albert, your popcorn is too spicy for me.
Not for me. I really like it. Where did you learn to make it, Albert?
I found the recipe on the internet. I enjoy trying new things.
What is your favorite snack?
That depends. When I'm in Taiwan, it's stinky tofu.
That doesn't sound good.
But it is. You should try it sometime.
Hey, James. Look at this cute picture of my dog.
Nice. But Susie, your phone screen is cracked. Did you drop it?
Yes. I dropped it on the sidewalk.
You should get a new screen.
Why? My phone still works fine.
Yes, but the screen is very thin. The crack will get worse.
And then my phone won't work fine.
Your screen does look pretty bad.
Maybe I need to buy a new phone.
No, just buy a screen. I can help you replace your old one.
Thanks. Are smartphone screens expensive?
Not too expensive. And replacing a screen isn't hard.
My phone will look new again.
You need a case too. You nearly dropped your phone again.
Rob, you didn't reply to my text. Is your phone dead?
No. I tried to answer, but my phone keeps freezing. I can hardly use it.
Have you checked your phone's memory?
No, I haven't. But I have a lot of pictures and apps on my phone.
Your phone's memory is too full to work properly.
Really? What should I do?
Your phone can only hold so much. Is there anything on it you don't need?
Well, I guess I could put most of my pictures online.
You could. Then you'd have more space.
But I like to keep everything on my phone.
Then buy a larger memory card. That will solve the problem.
Great. I'll go get one after work.
Is the sound of violins. Oh, it's so relaxing. You know, I heard there is a place where you can find some of the most beautiful and valuable violins in the world. I'm going to go see them, and you're coming with me. My name is Gabe. Welcome to eReport.
A violin is a small string instrument made of wood. Violins are the smallest instrument in the string instrument family. The sound of a violin is one of the most beautiful sounds in the world.
Welcome to the Chi Mei Museum in Tainan. You can learn about so many different things at this museum, but I am most interested in the musical instruments. And back to violins. This museum has one of the largest collections of violins in the world. Let's go check them out.
The Chi Mei Museum was established in 1992. It has several exhibition areas, including natural history and fossils, arms and armor, fine arts. The founder of the Chi Mei Group is a man named Shi Wenlong. Shi Wenlong is now a very successful man, but he grew up in a poor family. When he was a young boy, he fell in love with the sound of the violin, and he taught himself to play. Later in life, Mr. Shu became a very successful businessman, but he never forgot his love for the violin and for music. Later, Mr. Shu bought even more rare instruments and started a collection. Today, the Chi Mei Museum owns over 1,300 violins, and the collection keeps growing.
Friends, meet Patricia Liao, the Deputy Director here at the Chi Mei Museum. Patricia, I have so many questions. Let me ask about your oldest violins.
Oh, okay. We actually have violins made by the very first violin maker in the world called Andrea Amati. He was born a little bit more than 500 years ago. And then right now there are 12 violins made by him still existing in the world. Only a few of the 12 can be played, and we have them.
Wow. Those are some old violins. I'm sure they're very valuable. You don't let very many people touch them, right?
No, but actually we let skilled violinists play them and loan them for free. We want the good sound to be heard.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you for your time.
Mr. Shu doesn't just want the violins to stay behind glass. He believes that instruments should be played. The museum lends instruments for free to talented young musicians from all over Taiwan. They just need to pay for the insurance. The museum has allowed more than 3,000 musicians, including the famous cello player Yo-Yo Ma, to borrow more than 220 instruments to play in concerts and competitions. He believes that everyone should have the opportunity to learn an instrument. He believes music can really change the world.
Well, right now I'm standing outside a special workshop. The workers here care for and fix the instruments that the Qinhe Museum owns. They need to work carefully to make sure that each instrument stays in great shape. Come on, let's take a look.
Yep, I think I need to practice.
The perfect day. It was amazing to see all of those beautiful instruments, right? I really loved learning about those violins, but especially about Mr. Shu and the Qinhe Group's heart to bring music and culture to the world. What do you have that is really valuable to you? And how can you use that to change your world? That's a good question for me to think about, too. Thank you for joining us for today's e-report. I'm Gabe, and I'll see you next time.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Now let's review with a few questions.
Good idea. On Monday, we had some good snacks.
Oh, I remember talking about them more than eating them.
Well, make sure to grab a snack after the show then, Peter.
Okay. Well, Do you remember one of the snacks? Which one should I have?
Friends, do you remember? I remember, goat cheese, pear, and bread. I tried it last night. It is sweet and salty, and it is healthy, too. I liked it.
Yeah, well, that does sound good. What else should I have?
Well, do you like popcorn?
Of course.
Well, try the spicy popcorn, then.
Ooh, I do like spicy things, and I also like popcorn. Okay, next movie night, I'm making it.
What are some ways your phone can break?
Oh, well, we learned that you can have a cracked screen. That can be bad because you need to look at your screen when you use your phone.
And not only that, but the crack could get worse.
Yes, or your phone can keep freezing, but you just need to put more space on your phone.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us to review today. I hope you knew some of those answers. We'll review some more right after this break.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for practicing your English with us on your weekend. You guys are great.
Yes, it really does help your English to review and practice what you learn during the week. So let's keep doing that together. Here are some of the features we watched this week.
This smells really good. I really like roasted sweet potatoes. They're one of my favorite snacks. And actually, I have a lot of favorite snacks. I like stinky tofu, chou doufu, and I like baozi, fried chicken, and many other night market snacks. What's your favorite snack? Everyone loves snacks. Snacks are little treats you eat between meals. Americans like both sweet and salty snacks. They eat potato chips or corn chips, cookies, crackers, and candy. They especially like chocolate. They also eat a lot of ice cream. Asians enjoy many snacks as well. They eat a lot of fruit. Most people like watermelon or apples or mangoes. But not everyone likes durian. Night market snacks are delicious. People enjoy snacks such as oyster omelets and grilled sausages. There are so many delicious snacks to try. In some other Asian countries, insects are also considered good snacks. In Cambodia, you can eat crickets as well as spiders and scorpions. People say they are quite delicious. In Europe, you will find many kinds of sausages, ice cream, and pastries for sale. Chocolate bars are also a favorite. In Canada, a favorite snack is poutine. It's French fries with cheese bits covered with gravy. Canadians say it tastes great. Wow, that was a great snack, but I'm still hungry. But maybe I will eat a piece of fruit or some vegetables now. Those are healthier snacks. But it is fun to try local snacks when you travel somewhere. It's very interesting to see what people enjoy between meals. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. See you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye.
Oh, that must be him. Super Sentence Man! Long time no see.
It's so good to see you too, Belinda. You know, I think the last time I saw you was at university.
Right! Mr. Rogers' class was so fun! Hey, Timothy, our guest is here!
Is this your son? He's all grown up!
Super Santa's man, it's so good to see you!
Timothy is actually going to university next year!
Wow! You're already going to university! Time really flies!
And so do you!
I fly too, yes. So what will you study, Timothy?
Oh, music!
He's actually prepared a little concert for you. He has played the recorder since he was in first grade.
Oh, I like concerts. By the way, that was a super sentence.
It was?
Yes, it's today's super sentence. A super sentence every day will make your English great. The sentence is, someone has played something. Very easy.
Wow, Mom, you said a super sentence. Awesome. Well, I have another one. I can play the violin too. I have played the violin for 10 years.
You have played the violin for 10 years. That's how you use a super sentence.
Now, how about that concert, Timothy? Dinner is getting cold.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
No, not yet, Mom. You know, you should join. Because, Mom, you have played the recorder since you were young, too.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Ready? Go.
Bravo. Bravo.
So, what did you think?
That was very, very interesting.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
Are we still having dinner tonight?
Oh, yes. This way, please.
Oh, you must be very busy parents. I wonder how his violin skills are.
Oh, you can hear for dessert.
Ah, super.
Those features were great. I really liked the e-report. I want to go to that museum, but not today. Maybe some other time. And don't forget, next week we have a lot of other new fun things to learn together. So join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.